我们来看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to the scriptures in 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
我们过去不久，我们读经的进度还在读提摩太前后书。
In our Bible, in our daily Bible reading, we've been reading the book of First and Second Timothy.
提摩太前后书是保罗对年轻的提摩太一个教导与提醒。
And these are the letters of Paul to young Timothy, words of exhortation and encouragement.
保罗告诉提摩太，爱从哪里来。
Paul taught, wrote to Timothy about what is the origin of love.
保罗也告诉提摩太到底我是谁。
And to explain to Timothy who he was.
好，我们看第二章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求代祷，代求，祝谢。第二节。
Verse 2.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此。使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
Verse 1, chapter 2, verse 1, therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 2, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
在这里保罗告诉提摩太，最要紧的，就是要会祷告。
And Paul talked about the importance of prayer.
有时候我们常常想一个问题。
Often we may think about this question.
到底祷告有没有功效？
What, as to whether or not our prayers are effective or not.
如果我们真的相信祷告是有功效的。
If we truly believe that our prayers are effective.
我们不但会祷告，而且会常常祷告。
We will not only pray often. We will not only pray, but we will pray very often.
而且会很。认真的祷告。
In our prayers, we will pray very diligently.
但是如果我们对祷告没有体验，对祷告的功效半信半疑。
But if we don't have any experiences in our prayers, and if we doubt about the effectiveness of our prayer,
那可能我们的祷告就不是会很深入，也不是会常常祷告。
Then perhaps we will not pray in depth, and we will not pray often.
那从圣经的教导跟很多人的体验，包括我们自己的体验，我们知道神是大有能力的。
From the scriptures and from many of our personal experiences, we know that God is Almighty.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our spiritual father.
他愿意帮忙，而且他可以帮忙。
He is willing and he is able to help us.
但是我们要向他祈求。
But yet we must first pray to him.
所以祷告是。会有功效的，因为神是大有能力的。
If we pray to God, and we because God is Almighty, and that is why our prayer will be effective.
那这里说，第一要为万人恳求。
So in verse one, here says that first of all, we must pray for all men.
当然万人也可以指着整个地球上的人。
And here the all men could refer to everyone on earth.
但是如果把它缩小一点，应该就可以指着为着教会祷告。
But if we narrow the scope, it could mean to pray for all men, pray for everyone in the church.
这个教会里面，如果有祷告的传统，有很多人在祷告，这个教会是不同的。
If in our church we find that many people are praying and there is a tradition of constant prayer, we find that our church will be very different.
我们看撒母耳记上的十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12,
二十三节
verse 23.
撒母耳记上十二章的二十三节。
1 Samuel 12 verse 23.Verse 23, moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you.
这个地方撒母耳告诉以色列百姓，至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，我必以善道正路指教你们。这里的撒母耳在提到有两件事情他常常做。
Here Samuel talked about the two things that he did often.
第一个就是常常为他们祷告。
That is, he often pray for the people.
第二个就是要以善道正路来指教他们。
And second is to teach them with a good and the right way.
哦，这个善道跟正路就是要引导我们的生活。
The good and the right way is to guide us to lead a good life.
让我们生活不会偏差，走在一个神喜悦的道路上。
So that we can walk on the right path, a path that is pleasing to God.
那祷告就是神的帮助。
And when we pray, it is receiving the help from God.
神的祝福，神的同在。
Receiving the blessings and the abidance of God.
所以撒母耳还在位的时候，国家就非常的太平。
So while Samuel was the prophet, the entire nation was prosperous and peaceful.
遇到很多的困难，但是我们可以看到神一直在引导他们。
Even though they have trials and tribulations, but yet God continued to guide their footsteps.
所以在旧约时代可以看出来，祷告是很重要的。
So in the Old Testament time, we find that prayer is very important.
那同一个国家，就是神所拣选这些子民因为有人祷告，结果他的命运就跟没有人祷告的时代就不一样。
So the later on in the nation of Israel.People who receive the prayer of others and intercessions of others, their fate and their destiny is very different from others.
我们来看诗篇的106篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 106.
诗篇的106篇。23节。
Verse 23. Psalm 106, verse 23. Therefore,He said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them.
这个地方在记载摩西的时代，以色列百姓的信仰发生极大的困难。
In the time of Moses, the Israelites encounter great difficulties.
就是他们去拜金牛犊。
They went and worshipped the golden calf.
十九节在何烈山下的造拜金牛犊。
In verse 19, at Horeb, they worshipped the molten image of a golden calf.
那在山上神颁布十诫给摩西。
On top of the mountain, God gave down the two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
那山下以色列百姓在拜偶像。
But at the bottom of the mountain, the people were worshiping idols.
圣经对偶像的定义很简单。
What is the Bible's definition of an idol?
用有形的来代表无形的，就是偶像。
It is to use an image to take the place of that is without an image.
神是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
看不见也摸不到。
God cannot be seen, cannot be touched.
所以有时候人要拜神很难拜，神是灵我怎么拜他？
And God is a spirit, so sometimes it is very abstract for us to worship God.
所以世界很多的宗教就发明各种不同人可以看得见的来代表神。
So other religions they use visible images in place of God.
那这个就是偶像。
And that is what we call idol.
那在神的诫命里面。
So in the commandment of God,
最严重的一条就是拜偶像。
One of the most severe is to worship man-made images.
所以在旧约时代，为什么以色列百姓会被掳呢
？Why were the Israelites at the end taken captive？
到最后就是拜偶像。
It is because of idol worshiping.
那这个偶像是外邦的风俗文化。
And these were cultures and customs of the Gentiles.
这个神的选民跟外邦人混在一起。
And when the people of God were living among the Gentile lands,
渐渐的就被他们文化同化。
And gradually they were assimilated.
因为如果不跟他们一起拜，就被孤立了。
If they would not worship their idols, they would be alienated.
那所以就跟着一起拜。
And so they worship the idols of the Canaanites.
那这一次拜偶像，当然神是非常的愤怒。
So in this instant, God was very angry at them.
如果我们看二十节中描写
，If we read verse 20,
将荣耀的主换成吃草之牛的像。
They changed the glory of God into an image of an ox that eats grass.
神是荣耀的。
God is one of glory.
但是 这个牛是吃草的。
But yet an ox eats grass.
用这个吃草的牛来代表荣耀的神，当然神是会发怒的。
Of course, we cannot use an ox to replace God's glory.
用牛来形容神。
How can we use an ox in place, to symbolize God?
你想想看，用牛来形容你跟我，你会怎么感受？
If we were compared to an ox or a cattle, how would you feel?
当然我们气得不得了，我是人，我不是牛。
We would be very angry because we are humans, we are not animals.
神比我们大。
God is much greater than we are.
那用牛来代表神，当然神是很气的。
So how can we take a calf and to say that is our God?
然后二十一节
，verse 21，
忘记神他们的救主在埃及行大事。
They forgot that God, their Savior, has done great things in Egypt.
十大灾殃。
The ten plagues.
再来，红海分开。
And then parting the Red Sea.
再来，天降玛纳。
And the manna that came down from heaven.
磐石流水。
And then the water from rocks.
这个都是看不见那位神所做的。
All these are wondrous works of the one God that we cannot see.
那现在竟然用牛来代表那一位神，当然神是大怒。
But yet now they worship the golden calf instead of God, so God was angry.
所以二十三节，神说要灭绝他们。
So verse 23, God says that I will destroy them.
特别有说要从摩西的后代兴起神的子民。
And from the descendants of Moses, God will raise up a new generation of people.
我看摩西没有高兴，我的后代要兴起子民，好啊，把他们灭掉。
And Moses was not happy and at all.
他真的很忧伤。
But instead, he was very sad.
结果他上到西乃山上。
So he went up to Mount Sinai.
四十昼夜不吃也不喝。
For 40 days and nights, he fasted.
因为他的祷告很重要。
Because his prayer was important.
如果他祷告没有办法改变神，
if his prayer cannot change God's mind,
他下到山下全部都死光了，
and everyone would have been destroyed.
所以他知道这一次祷告很重要。
So he knew that his prayer was important.
这一次祷告一定要改变神的心。
He has to change the heart of God.
所以在民数记还有申命记，在出埃及记，我们都可以看到摩西的祷告，他怎么祷告。
So in Exodus, in Numbers, we see the prayer of Moses. How did he pray?
神啊，你把他灭掉，你有荣耀吗？
And Moses prayed to God, saying that God, if you destroy them, will your name be glorified?
所以他以神的荣耀来恳求神，为着你的荣耀，求你不要这样做。
So he prayed for the people, for the sake of God's glory, to not destroy them.
第二个，
secondly,
如果你把他们灭掉。
Moses prayed that if you had destroyed them,
你的信实在哪里？
Where is your faithfulness?
因为神曾应许亚伯拉罕的子孙要进到迦南地。
For God has promised Abraham to bring his descendants back to the land of Canaan.
那现在把他们灭掉了，那这个应许在哪里？
Now that if you destroy them, then God would have been would have not been faithful.
那第三个，他的祷告真的出于爱心。
And thirdly, his love, his prayer is truly out of love.
如果你把我从生命册上把它涂掉，这样你能够赦免他们也很好。
And Moses prayed to God that you can wipe my name out of the book of life for their sake.
他面对面见到神，他知道在生命册这是极大的荣耀。
Moses saw God face to face. He knew that it is so important for his name to be written in the book of life.
他爱这么多这些应心的以色列百姓。
He loved all these Israelites who were so stubborn.
他被拿掉，他让以色列百姓可以进入迦南，他也愿意。
And in order to save them, he was willing for his name to be erased from the book of life.
所以当一个人有这么大的爱，真的是感动了神。
So when a person has such great love, he truly moved and touched the heart of God.
神的愤怒就转消了。
So God's anger subsided.
所以今天呢，我们需要求神给我们这么大的爱心。
So today, let us pray to God to give us this kind of love.
使我们能够为众教会来祷告。
So that we can pray for all the churches.
神继续与我们同在，带领我们的教会。
That the Lord can continue to be with us and to guide us.
好，那同样以色列百姓到以西结束就命运就不一样。
At the time of the book of Ezekiel, the Israelites, they face a something different.
我们看以西结书的二十二章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结书的二十二章。
Ezekiel 22.Verse 30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in a gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Verse 31. Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them, I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their heads, says the Lord God.
这里在讲以色列百姓悖逆神。
You talked about the rebellious people of Israel.
那神在等待什么？
And God was waiting.
神等待他们中间有一个人，只有一个人，能够站在破口。
God was waiting and looking for someone who would stand at the gap between him and the land.
就跟摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
找不到一个人。
He could not find anyone.
把这个破神愤怒这个破口堵住。
To stop the wrath of God.
那找不到一个人，所以神的愤怒就降下来。
And since he found no one, therefore he says that God poured down his wrath upon them.
那神的愤怒一降下来啊，他整个国民就被掳到巴比伦。
And God, and they were consumed, and the people they were taken and captive to Babylon.
所以这样看起来啊，以色列百姓是有可能不会被掳到巴比伦。
So there was a possibility that the Israelites would have been saved and not been taken captive.
如果有一个人站在破口，
had there been someone standing in the gap,
神的愤怒转消，他们就可以继续留在应许之地。
To block or to allow the anger of God to subside.
所以这样看起来，我们要让教会蒙福这是原来是神的心意。
So today, it is the will of God to bless His own church.
因此我们要站在教会的破口。
So we need to be the one that stand in the gap.
那神会转回再看顾我们。
So that God can turn and look upon us.
我在肯亚遇过一个工人。
In Kenya, there was a worker of God.
他的见证啊，有一次他跟三个人，一共四个人上到山上去祷告。
He said to me that he and three other workers went up to the mountaintop to pray together.
非洲人的知识不是很高。
In Africa, their worldly knowledge is not very high.
但是有时候拜神的热心跟祷告的精神实在是值得我们羡慕。
But yet their fervency and zeal in prayer and in worshiping God is worthy of our imitation.
他们就带几罐水就上到那个山上的洞去祷告。
So they bought a few bottles of water. They went up to a mountain cave to pray.
祷告一个礼拜。
They prayed there for 1 week.
下来。
And when they came down,
他说，这个我就问他，那一个礼拜这样有什么不同？
And so we asked him, how did you feel?
他说第一个。当这样祷四个人祷告一个礼拜后，教会的问题自然就消失。
And he says that after our prayer, we realize that the problems within our church disappear.
第二个，慕道者自己来。
And secondly, we find that there are many visitors coming to our church.
那来的跪下去祷告就得圣灵。
And when they kneel down, they pray that we receive Holy Spirit.
第三个。
And third.
他说他在读圣经好像那个字这样浮起来看得好像很有感动，很深入。
When they read the Bible, they feel that touched by the word of God.
第四个
and fourth.
然后他在讲道他不但觉得他可以感动信徒，他也感动自己。
And when they give sermons, they not only can touch the members, it can touch their sermons, can touch themselves.
这个见证一直刻在我的脑海里面。
So I often remember this testimony.
这个教会祷告确实是非常重要。
It is very important that we pray constantly in church.
好，那我们再来看回来看提摩太后书第二章。
So if we turn back to First Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书的第二章。前书第二章第一节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
第二节
Verse 2.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此。 使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。这个第二节开始就在提到要为君王和一切在位的来祷告。
So from verse 2, it talked about who we should pray for. It is for the kings and those who are in authority.
因为这样会影响，会带给我们敬虔端正平安无事来度日。
He says that so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
有时候我们在看新闻，如果看伊拉克或者在叙利亚这个边界，虽然很多都回教徒，有一些村落是基督徒。
So if we look to turn on the TV news in Iraq, in Syria, there are many Muslims there, but there are some that are Christians.
那你就看到。 当这个整个地区在动荡的时候，
So that when we see that there is war and turmoil in the Middle East,
哇，这个做基督徒真的是很难守道。
And those Christians, it is very difficult for them to keep their faith.
常常很多人被杀掉。
Because they are under persecution, they were killed.
没有什么原因，就是因为你信耶稣，你信两个人不一样。
For no reason, just because they are of a different religion.
所以这个整个社会能够。 很平安，对我们不但生活很重要，对我们敬拜神也很重要。So
peace in society, it is very important to our lives and also to our faith and religion.
看1948年以后的中国大陆，很多的基督徒没有办法公开拜神。Ever
since 1948, when mainland China was overtaken by communists. Many Christians cannot worship freely.
一直到1970以后才开放。
It was not only until after 1970 that religion was allowed.
曾经教会有一个长老。
There was an elder of our church.
人去拜访他的时候，他把这个裤脚一拉开来，有脚镣的痕迹。
He has marks of these ankle chains that was on his foot.
就是他被关到监牢里面那个脚镣锁住，锁了十几年。
It is these shackles marks on his ankles and on his foot when he was in prison.
一直锁到有一个痕迹留在那上面。
And it dug it into his skin and left a mark.
当然他能够锁到一直被放出来，这个精神实在是很感谢神。
But he persevered to the end that he was able to be go through it and to be able to be released.
但是对一般没有这么大的信心的信徒来讲，真的是信仰太大的考验了。
For others who do not have such a great faith, it is truly a great trial.
曾经有一段时间，如果要当教会负责人，就等于轮流要下监了。
And for sometimes church board members, it is like going into jail. Unless you would not attend services.
那现在聚会被发现了，那负责人就被抓去关监。
And if you go to if you go to church, then the board member would be in prison.
所以当教负责人大概轮流入监牢。
And so to those in those church board members, they take turns to go to jail.
这真的是很辛苦。
So truly, it is a great trial.
所以整个社会平安稳定，我们能够像这样很自由来祷告，很自由来敬拜神，很自由传福音，这实在是很大的恩典。So
a peaceful and stable society, just like what we have here, it is something that we should be thankful of, that we can worship God freely.
那这个恩典从哪里来？
And so this is an abundant grace, and where does it come from?
就是第二章第二节第一个君王一切在位的。
It is from the kings and all and those who are in authority.
如果他做一个正确的决定，
if a ruler of a nation makes the right decision,
是爱人民的决定，
it is a decision for the people.
那人就可以敬虔平安的度日。
Then people can live a quiet and peaceful life.
那如果做一个错误的决定，
But if the kings and rulers make the wrong decision,
那下面的百姓就受苦，
then the people will suffer.
所以有时候我们在看美国的这个新的领导者要就位。
So sometimes as we look at the new presidents in America,
未来的日子会整个国家会走什么方向日子，这个没有办法预测。
What is the future direction of this country? It is truly uncertain.
所以为君王在位的祷告，这是我们需要的。
So it is indeed necessary for us to pray for the kings and those in authority.
那到底我们要祷告什么？
And what is it that we should pray for?
神的原则没有改变。
And God's principle has not changed.
我们看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言的十四章。
Proverbs 14.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
箴言十四章三十四节。
Proverbs 14, verse 34. 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
35
节。Verse 35, the king's favor is towards a wise servant, but his wrath against him who causes shame.
这里讲公义是邦国高举。
Righteousness will exalt a nation.
所以一个国家如果做了正确的决定，行公义，神会祝福的。
So if a ruler makes the right decision, then God will bless this nation.
当然这里所谓对，当然是在神的标准下是对的。
So this is the righteousness in the eyes of God.
我们看整个国家虽然有一直在强调社会的公义。
And often we talked about social justice.
但是这个社会公义是以人民的权利来出发点。
But social justice is based on the privilege and rights of the people.
那所以变成同性恋也是可以的，因为这是社会公益的一部分。
So that is why same-sex marriage has been legalized.
这他强调的就是人的这个权利。
And because people emphasize human rights.
但在这里讲这个公益是指着神的公益。
But the righteousness here is talking about the righteousness of God.
这样这个邦国就会高举。
And then it will exalt a nation.
国家就会兴盛。
The nation will be prosperous.
我们再看28章。
Let's also turn to Proverbs 28.
箴言的28章。
Proverbs 28.
第二节。
Verse 2.Verse 2, because of the transgressions of a land, many are its princes, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged.
所以这个地方告诉我们，有罪，君王就会多更换。这个，如果这个国家走的方向是不对的。
If a nation go down the wrong path,
这个社会就会动乱。
And there will be great turmoil in society.
那下面聪明知识国必长存。
But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the right will be prolonged.
所以这个为在位的祷告让我们能够敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
So let us pray for the rulers and those in authority so that we may live a quiet and peaceful life.
行公义，好怜悯，这个原则是没有变的。
To have mercy and to do what is right, and this has not changed.
存谦卑的心跟神同行。
To have a humble heart and to walk with God.
这样我们就可以有神的祝福，神的同在来过敬虔的日子。
And God will be with us and bless us so that we can live a godly life.
所以第一要紧的就是要祷告。
And so the first and foremost is that we should pray.
而且祷告当然对我们的灵性也有很大的帮助。
Prayer, it is of application to our spirituality.
对，我们来看但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
但以理书的第五章。
Daniel chapter 5.
但以理书的第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 12. Verse
第五章十二节。
Verse 12, inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now Daniel let be called, and he will give the interpretation.
11节说, 你的国中有一个人, 里头有圣神的灵。
In verse 11, it says that there's a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the Holy God.
这个圣神的灵今天来讲当然就是圣灵。
The spirit of the Holy God is what we call the Holy Spirit today.
那这人心中光明。
And he has light and understanding.
又有聪明智慧, 好像神的智慧。
He has wisdom and knowledge like that of God.
这个神的灵, 给我们属神的智慧。 神的灵, 感动我们, 让我们, 能够
The Spirit of God gives us the wisdom of God and allow us to do things that are bright and lively.
Oh, 所以这个但以理的美好灵性啊，就是它里面有圣神的灵。
So Daniel has an excellent spirit. That is, he has the Spirit of God.
那如果我们看第六章，
and if we turn to chapter 6,
但以理书的第六章， 13节。
Chapter 6, verse 13. So they answered and said before the king that this Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day.
这里讲,
Daniel, he makes his petition, or he prays three times a day.
特别在第十节,
and as recorded in verse 10,
他知道王的命令盖的章, 就是生效了。
He knew that the king has signed a decree.
在自己家里面对耶路撒冷一天三次祷告。
He went to his upper room in his home, open towards Jerusalem, knelt down three times a day and pray.
这个时候他已经是总长了。
He was already the prime minister.
应该是相当的忙碌。
He should be very busy.
但是他这个跟神的关系没有间断。
But yet his relationship with God was the same.
所以有圣神的灵，心中光明，灵性美好。
He has an excellent spirit, the spirit of God, and he can do all things.
所以在但以书里面看到，他虽然在世俗上是总长，但在属灵上得到神很多的启示。
So even though in the world he was the prime minister, but spiritually he received much revelation from God.
连王都知道神跟他同在。
Even the king knew that God was with him.
所以第一要紧就是要祷告。
So first and foremost is the importance of prayer.
为教会祷告。
Pray for the church.
为国家祷告。
Pray for our country.
为我们自己的灵性祷告。
And pray for our own spirituality.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
411。
Let's sing him 411.
最后要一起来祷告。
Let's now offer our concluding prayer together.
一年就要结束了。
The year is coming to an end.
让我们在神面前献上我们的感谢。
Let's offer our thanks before God.
看顾保守我们一直到如今。
We thank God for His care and guidance and providence that He has kept us in safely.
都祝福我们在肉体上，在灵性上。
God has blessed us physically and spiritually.
让我们来祈求。 神继续带领祝福我们的教会。
Let's pray to the Lord to continue to guide our church.
圣功能够兴旺, 神的名能够得到荣耀。
The Holy Word can be prosperous, and that the name of God may be glorified.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣圣名。